Before the sanctions, Iran's economy was growing at about 6% a year. Now it's shrinking as the sanctions cost it $5 billion a month. Feeling the burden of those measures, Iran's people elected the relatively moderate candidate Hassan Rouhani as president with a mandate to end the sanctions. And his foreign minister was greeted as a hero when he returned from the talk.
The greatest benefit will be peace, the message of peace, and the economy is also important. We will see progress in every field.
But that means giving up much of the nuclear program, a huge point of pride for many Iranians. In the end, Iran's leaders may have decided to trade away the potential to build a weapon that made them international pariahs and whose highly destructive force and global revulsion would have made difficult to use. In return, they could get a weapon they can use, a stronger economy, and more resources to funnel to their allies, including the Iraqi government, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Speaking via Skype, analyst Torbjorn Soldvelt of the Maplecroft risk assessment firm.
The main priority will be to ensure that the economic issue doesn't become a risk in terms of stability, but obviously an economically stronger Iran, you know, you could see it play a more active regional role.
Although not as dangerous as a nuclear weapon, a more active intervention policy would still cause concern for Iran's adversaries in the region and the West. But a final nuclear accord, due in 6 months, could improve Iran's international relations and make what Ali Vaez of the International Crisis Group calls its forward defense policy less important.
A nuclear agreement can reduce Iran's threat perception. It will have less motivation to support groups in the region could basically serve as a way of extending conflict away from its borders.
That is an optimistic scenario, and it suggests what former British ambassador to Iran Richard Dalton thinks is a broad strategic decision by Iran's leaders. He spoke via Skype.
I believe that this Iranian leadership, including the supreme leader, has realized that the Iranian state and the Iranian people cannot prosper, and the future of the Islamic Republic cannot be secure if there is no accommodation with the West on the nuclear program.
Iran has worked hard over many years and at great expense to build its nuclear program. Iranian leaders say the program is for peaceful purposes like energy and research. Now, if they prove it to the international community, they could get their economy back, opening the opportunity for better or worse international relations. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.